Okay.
Number 28.
So we're knocking on the very first door. No answer. So we're just waiting outside the front door of the second house that was randomly selected. Again, looking like nobody's answering the door. Right, we're trying number 10 and there is a car parked outside. So, looking hopeful.
Hello, I'm Diane Stafford, Borough Council. Did you have a leaflet pushed through your door about how the recycling...
We did.
Right, well, you have been the house that's chosen to do the recycling challenge. Do you have anything that you think is recyclable in your green bin?
I don't pour fat down the sink, so I put it in plastic bottles.
That's fine, because we don't actually put that into the blue bin anyway.
And I have apples in there that could have gone in the green bin.
It's only the things that we put into the blue bin, like your cans, your glass, your bottles. Do you want to enter into the recycling challenge? And if you pass the test, you can win 6 £10 notes today.
Okay. Oh dear, it's a lot of rubbish. It's Mrs. Clarvis, Christine Clarvis.
Bet you never thought this would happen to you on a Tuesday afternoon.
I didn't. It's all the yellow bags, the kitchen rubbish.
Looking very good.
Goodness.
So are you optimistic that your bin will be clear of?
Hopefully.
Is it something you're quite conscious of as a family?
We are really, we always do.
Of course, always.
Well done.
Absolutely brilliant. Can't believe it.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Delighted to give you the £60. Well done.
Thank you.
It was super that we found someone who's got it absolutely right first time.
So the man doing the honours, handing over the £60 in cash, Councillor Frank Finlay. That was quite a nice thing to do, wasn't it?
Well, so lovely. I was very, very pleased indeed that we found a lady who'd got it absolutely right. This is what we really want to achieve right across the borough.
You wouldn't be able to hand out £60 to everybody though, unfortunately, would you?
It'll only be once a month that we can hand out £60, but we hope it does encourage people. And really, what we're trying to do here is to demonstrate just how simple it is of taking all sorts of measures to ensure that people are well informed and that they know exactly what goes in each bin. The £60 is well earned indeed.
So one of the two men in the high-vis jackets who had
yes.
the pleasure of
yes,
having
pleasure.
Of having an explore of the bin
yes.
is Mark Street, who's Environmental Services.
Services Group Manager.
Inside this bin, I'm looking into a regular wheelie bin, I would imagine, but you know what you're looking for.
We do, yes.
What was key here that made sure that Christine had got it right?
Well, there was no obvious plastics, no plastic bottles that weren't being used for something to dispose of something. No glass bottles, no cans.
Because this means further down the production line, essentially, the council saves money.
We do get what we call recycling credits, which is an amount per tonne of recycling that we do. This is because it costs quite a bit of money to incinerate or to put things into landfill, and so that money is saved when we recycle.
So close the lid and leave number 10 in peace.
Thank you.